Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Illinois EPA and Iowa DNR have both issued air quality alerts for the entire WVIK listening area through tonight. That's due to smoke from Canadian wildfires drifting across the region. The level of particulate matter in the air today is considered unhealthy for everyone, but especially for sensitive groups such as children, the elderly, and people with asthma and other health conditions. Health officials advise limiting strenuous activities outside. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has enacted a law aimed at expanding mental health support for Illinois public school students. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Under current law, mental health screenings at schools are not mandatory. But starting in the 2027-2028 academic year, schools must offer free screenings to students in grades 3 through 12 at least once a year. Pritzker says these screenings will make sure kids who are struggling get help as soon as possible.
They help us break down the stigma that too often is a barrier to seeking help. Our schools should be inclusive places where students are not just comfortable asking for help, but they're empowered to do it.
The Illinois State Board of Education by next fall must also provide schools with guidelines to help with implementation. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Teachers and educators at the Rock Island Milan School District have funding now for over 100 new class projects thanks to local grants. Today, the Promoting Rock Island Milan Education grants were awarded for the upcoming school year. According to a district's news release, this year's funding totals a record-breaking $260,000. The grants support creative programs and aim to enhance classroom learning throughout the school district. The first day of classes for students in the Rock Island Milan School District is next Tuesday. A fungal disease that can cut corn yields in half in severe cases has been detected in at least 40 counties in Iowa this year. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
Southern rust tends to cover the top of corn leaves with reddish-orange patches, blocking sunlight needed for photosynthesis. Megan Anderson is an extension field agronomist with Iowa State University. She says reports of southern rust started coming in mid-July.
It's been found fairly well spread throughout the state, even into the more northern parts of Iowa.
Anderson says strong winds and a hot, humid summer have helped southern rust spread earlier and further this year. Dan Bjorklund is a technical agronomy advisor for Landis.
In 46 years that I've been an agronomist, it's only been up in Iowa a couple times.
Bjorklund and Anderson encourage farmers to scout their fields. Fungicides may be an option. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
And the disease southern rust has also showed up in Illinois again this year, including Henry, Mercer, and Rock Island counties. Illinois Humanities, a statewide nonprofit, is losing nearly $200 million annually for the next 5 years due to federal funding cuts. WVIK's Lexi Woodcock reports that's spurring a trickle-down effect to local museums.
This comes from government slashes to the National Endowment for the Humanities, the nation's largest public funder of the humanities. This week, the Association of the Midwest Museums convened in downtown Davenport for the Cross Currents Conference to discuss the future of funding. CEO and president of the Putnam Museum, Cindy Deal Yang, says that although the museum is currently in a good position, the future brings uncertainty and instability.
You know, we could look at pulling out anywhere between 4 and 6 of our camps, which if you think about it, that's almost a quarter of our programming.
The CEO said the museum is also uncertain if it will still receive AmeriCorps volunteers in the future. I'm Lexi Woodcock, WVIK News.
And this is WVIK News.